Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Morelli Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morelli Equipment. As Michigan students return to the classroom, state officials are reminding families about a confidential program that allows students to report potential threats and safety concerns. Okay to Say allows students to submit tips involving possible harm or criminal activity affecting students, school employees, or school property. The program operates through the Michigan State Police Office of School Safety and is available to public and private schools nationwide. Since launching in 2014, OK to Say has received more than 78,000 tips. State officials say nearly 10,800 tips were submitted during 2025, the program's second highest annual total. Attorney General Dana Nessel says the system gives students a confidential way to report concerns they may become aware of before adults do. Tips can involve a range of student safety issues and may be submitted by phone, text, online, email, or through the OK to Say mobile app. Officials stress that OK to Say is intended for non-emergency reports. Anyone aware of an immediate threat of violence or other emergencies should contact local law enforcement or call 911. And a simple cardboard tube filled with treated cotton could play a role in reducing the number of ticks around homes and other outdoor areas. Known as the tick tubes, the devices contain cotton treated with an insecticide, permethrin. Mice collect the cotton for nesting material, exposing their fur and ticks feeding on them to the chemical. The approach is significant because white-footed mice are an important reservoir for the bacteria that causes Lyme disease. Young black-legged ticks can acquire the bacteria while feeding on infected mice and potentially transmit it later to humans or other animals. Research from Penn State has found that properly deployed tick tubes can reduce ticks feeding on mice. Studies have also shown that mice will collect the treated cotton and that tubes may need to be replenished periodically during the season. Researchers caution that tick tubes are not a standalone answer to tick-borne disease. Their effectiveness can vary depending on conditions and how frequently mice use them. Experts generally recommend combining tick-controlled measures with personal precautions, including checking for ticks after spending time outdoors and promptly removing any that are found. And students returning to the Huron Technical Center will once again face restrictions on cell phones and other personal electronics devices during the school day. The Technical Center says it is continuing its wireless communications device policy from last year in an effort to reduce distractions and keep students focused during instruction. Under the policy, phones, earbuds, smartwatches, tablets, and similar devices must be stored in a designated location when students enter the classroom and remain there until dismissal. Devices are also prohibited in hallways and restrooms. Limited use may be allowed during scheduled breaks and in classrooms with an instructor's approval and supervision. Exceptions are available for students who need access to a device because of a documented health condition. Students who violate the policy can face progressively stronger disciplinary action. A first offense includes a warning and having a device held for the remainder of the day. A second offense will result in the device being held in the main office for 5 school days, while a third offense requires a parent to pick up the device and can lead to additional discipline. HATC says the policy is intended to create more focused and positive learning environments for students. When we come back from this Morel Equipment sponsor message, we'll continue with your national, international news and your obituaries.
This is Kevin Morel from Morel Equipment. We're the Thumbs Equipment Superstore, and we offer VP racing fuels too. We have methanol and race fuels up to 116 octane and Torx DX diesel for your high performance projects in stock. We have everything from subcompact tractors to heavy utility tractors and everything in between, from LS tractors to bad boy tractors. We also have KO four-wheelers, the most advanced golf carts in the Thumb, zero turns, attachments, and implements, and the best selection of trailers. Why go to five different dealers when you can go to a true one-stop shop that handles all of your service, financing needs, and warranty in-house? If you need the reliability and versatility that only comes with a new tractor, the smooth ride and entertainment of a new golf cart, the durability of a new trailer, or a four-wheeler for your kids, you need to come and check out the full line of inventory at Morel Equipment and availability with low-rate financing. You can make your next purchase more affordable than ever. Morel Equipment is your everything equipment superstore. So come see me, Kevin Morel, at the North End of Bannix.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, Defense Department updates casualty reports amid Middle East operations. The Department of Defense released an updated casualty report confirming that over 750 U.S. service members have been wounded since the onset of intensified regional conflicts in the Middle East. Military medical teams continue providing ongoing treatment across military treatment facilities in Europe and the United States. Pentagon spokespersons emphasized that military force protection measures have been elevated across all regional bases. Meanwhile, veterans organizations are calling on Congress to ensure streamlined medical compensation and mental health assistance for returning service personnel. And in our international news, unmanned drone violates airspace and crashes in Romania. Romania's Ministry of Defense confirmed that an unidentified military drone breached national airspace before crashing in an uninhabited area of Tulcea County. Radar tracking units monitored the incident and specialized military debris. Military debris sweeping teams were dispatched to inspect the wreckage site. The Defense Ministry strongly condemned the breach, noting that recurring aerial incidents along Eastern European borders threaten regional civil aviation safety. Investigations are underway to determine the drone's origin and payload capabilities. We have no obituaries at this time. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor, Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morel Equipment.